Now KRWG News, it's 6:45. Good morning, this is KC Counts. Over the weekend, a permanent memorial was unveiled to the 22 people killed in the August El Paso Walmart shooting. KERA's Mallory Falk was at the dedication.
The memorial's in the store's parking lot and made up of 22 aluminum arcs. They join together in the shape of a candle and light up at night. It was unveiled to the public early Saturday morning after a private viewing the night before for victims' families. El Paso Catholic Bishop Mark Seitz offered a prayer in Spanish and English during the dedication.
Grant that the light of this candela might reach deep into the wounded hearts and souls of El Pasoans and all who pass by this sacred place.
The Cielo Vista Walmart reopened earlier this month after extensive renovations. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.
Now to the Tuesday Health Watch. Holiday eating for those living with diabetes. Many people will overindulge on Thanksgiving. Those with diabetes can't necessarily afford to do that. But dietitian Sharon Cox with Parkland Hospital told KERA's Sam Baker they don't have to miss out on all the good stuff either.
The person living with diabetes can eat the same food that the family eats. Their main control comes with the serving size. Like half a plate of vegetables, the non-starchy ones, then that leaves a small amount of room on your plate for the other foods.
I see. So what's the key objective that you have in mind in doing all of that?
It's still to control your carbohydrate intake, whether it's from fruits, starchy foods, or milk, and also the sweets and, you know, the special treats that we like during the holidays. It's still about the how much carb you're taking and carbohydrates you eat.
So turkey's on the table, is that a good
turkey's on the table, and, you know, if you can keep your serving size to about the size of your palm, then you'll do fine.
Is turkey the best choice in terms of the meat, or are other meats like ham and other things that people do okay?
Other meat choices would be fine. The cured hams, smoked hams, usually have a lot of sodium. If you could get the ham and cook it yourself, you know, the ham with the bone in the meat counter that you would take home and cook yourself, then that would be fine.
As you said, vegetables are fine. Help yourself to that. I'm guessing they'll be careful how you prepare it.
If you can, you know, not use all the high salty fatty meats when you cook your greens or cabbage, then you're fine. There are salt-free seasonings that you can use instead of adding salt or, you know, fat.
For instance?
Well, the product that I like to use is called Herbox. It's sodium-free. It comes in beef and chicken flavor. So if you want to boil your cabbage or greens in it, then you wouldn't be adding any more sodium. But it gives it a good flavor.
So maybe green beans as opposed to green bean casserole.
Yep, that could be a good swap. Or you just make the casserole with a healthier fat and less sodium and you'd be fine.
What about things like potatoes, stuffing or dressing, mac and cheese, those kind of things?
Those are all your carbohydrates. So if you could, if you want all three or four of the starchy foods, then get a tablespoon of each. That would be okay serving.
Just a little taste of it.
Just a little taste.
Is there any way to make any of those things healthier?
Yes, you could do mashed cauliflower instead of mashed potatoes or do half and half. But don't tell the family it's cauliflower. Just let it season it, make it taste delicious, and no one knows.
Cranberries or cranberry sauce.
That's fine, too, again, in proportion to your plate. So you might have a couple of little slices of cranberry sauce or maybe a couple of tablespoons, and you're fine.
Sweets.
Think about whose pie, cake, or cookies you really, really want to eat this holiday because we have a couple more holidays coming up to celebrate. So usually for me, I choose, you know, a small slice of my sister-in-law's sakatuma cake. And I try to keep it about two fingers width, and I'm fine.
Okay.
And then the next holiday, maybe I'll move on to the pie, a different one. Yes.
But you can make some of these desserts in maybe healthier versions if you wanted to?
You can, yes. You can, you know, choose not to use the flour crust for your pie. Use a graham cracker crust.
Oh, is that better?
It's about the same amount of carbs, but it's less fat because the crust has some solid fat with it. So that would reduce fat and calories. And then in your cakes, I don't know if anyone still cooks from scratch, but the box mixes, you know, it gives you a healthy alternative, too, that you can use maybe a margarine in the tub instead of the stick margarine. You shouldn't have to add any sugar, so, you know, you're okay there. Again, it's back to how much you end up eating.
Now, if you stay at home and make your own food, you're pretty safe. What about rules when you go to someone else's house?
If you happen to be part of the group that plans the meal, then you can always make sure you add the vegetables or salad in. If not, then take a salad, take a green vegetable, boiled or roasted vegetables for the meal.
And then sort of build around that.
Pre-plan your plate, have vegetables at the beginning, and then the rest of your plate you divide up for your protein, your carbs, your starchy foods.
Sharon Cox, thank you for being with me.
Get news anytime at krwg.org.